I understand you like to fight.
It's the only way some people learn.
But you pay the price for teaching.
As a young man in the U.S. Navy, Antoine Fisher has a volatile temper that threatens to end his military career. Sent for psychiatric evaluation as a first step toward being kicked out of the service, he meets a doctor who helps him turn his life around. But it isn't easy.
Let me lay this out for you, son. This is how many cases I have, okay? I don't have time to waste. Now I get 3 sessions only to make an eval and a recommendation to your commanding officer. You know he wants to throw you out of the Navy, don't you? Now you can sit here and you can not talk to me if you want to. But our sessions don't begin until you begin talking to me.
I got nothing to say.
Okay. And we'll sit until you do. I got a whole lot of work to catch up on. We can sit here every day until the day I retire. Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to me either.
All righty.
Gradually, Dr. Davenport, played by director Denzel Washington, breaks through Antoine's tough outer shell to discover the terrible secrets of his childhood. Born in a prison hospital ward, abandoned by his mother, never knowing his father, and abused mentally and physically by a child welfare system that lets him fall through the cracks without a safety net.
You need to find your own family.
Father, I have to forgive.
To free yourself so that you can get on with your life.
Antoine Fisher is a real person who was working as a studio guard when, in one of those twists of fate that seems to happen regularly in the movies, but so rarely in real life, his story came to the attention of a producer, Todd Black, who set him up with an office and helped him write a script. And it gets better. After acting in more than 30 films, Academy Award winner Denzel Washington was looking for a script to make as his feature film directing debut when he discovered Antoine Fisher.
I told Antoine, you know, he's been through a lot already. And I promised him, you know, that I would take good care of him. You know, every morning in the trailer, that was my prayer. I said, God, just don't let me mess up this boy's life, you know. Let me just take good care of him.
For the title role, Washington picked young newcomer Derek Luke, who had never before acted in a film, and ironically, he knew the real Antoine Fisher from the time Luke worked as a clerk in the studio gift shop.
I thought I had the pleasure of imitating a man that I knew, but when I read the script, I didn't know him. I didn't know the kid, the child, the young man, Antoine, who made for the Antoine today. So I was really tossed, you know. I had to reach. I really had to reach and dig in the script to find out who this guy was.
Are you finished? I thought I was just getting started.
Let me tell you something, son. You may have slipped your mind, but you are addressing a superior officer. You understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. I slipped up.
You better believe you did.
No, sir. I mean, I slipped up when I talked to you.
What?
Well, what do I do, Commander? Because I don't know what to do.
Washington says he really enjoyed directing the young actor, but he had a harder time with one screen veteran, himself.
The acting and directing is not something I'd like to try again. I mean, part of the reason I was in the film was because, you know, the studio kind of wanted me in there. I could get a little bit more money in the budget. So that was difficult. It was more difficult because I had these young actors, you know, and especially working with Derek. I wanted to really keep my eye on him and help him out. Now here I got to jump in the film, go back, look at myself in the video, which I'm not used to doing, keep an eye on him. And so that was kind of tough.
Antoine Fisher is the story of a black American, but Denzel Washington believes that his own heritage is not what made a difference in telling the story.
I think anyone could have directed the film. I don't think it has to be a black person to direct this particular story. I really do feel it's a universal story. I mean, there's certain cultural things, I guess, that we bring to it, and maybe I might know more about than the next person, but not necessarily. I think it's a universal film.
This is my time. It don't matter what you tried to do. You couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
Antoine Fisher also features Joy Bryant as the young woman who helps Antoine discover his emotions. Sally Richardson plays the psychiatrist's wife who understands the bond that's growing is more like father and son than doctor-patient. And Viola Davis portrays the mother who left Antoine Fisher behind. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.